Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Candlelight Vigil in D.C. honors Falun Gong practitioners who died in the persecution. Poland, Falun Gong practitioners protest during Chinese officials' visit. Europe, activities across the continent raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong as it enters 19th year. Falun Gong practitioners in Romania protest communist leaders' visit. Stop abusing the law to persecute good people. An open letter from Ms. Wang Meirong's husband to Chinese prosecutors. And Sweden. Sveriges National Public Radio reports on the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Now for the stories.
Candlelight Vigil in D.C. honors Falun Gong practitioners who died in the persecution. Hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners held a candlelight vigil in front of the Lincoln Memorial on the evening of July 20th to commemorate fellow practitioners who lost their lives in the Chinese Communist Party's 18-year persecution. The solemn event drew attention to the heartbreak happening in China and called for its immediate end. As evening approached, several thousand candles were held high to form three large Chinese characters meaning truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the central principles of Falun Gong. The solemn music and flickering candlelight drew the attention of passers-by. Many tourists paused to learn about Falun Gong and the unprecedented persecution in China. A large screen showed slides introducing Falun Gong and practitioners' efforts to end the persecution. Practitioner Jia from Liaoning Province, China, said that she was saddened by the persecution. "We could practice Falun Gong freely before the persecution started in 1999, she recalled. "Every one of us was healthy and happy. Five practitioners whom I knew have died in the persecution since 1999. Jing Yu, who now lives in the U.S., said she especially missed her friend Yang Yuyang, who was tortured to death a few days ago in the Wuching Detention Center in Tianjin. Miss Jing said, "Yang lived about a 10-minute drive from my home. He was tortured to death on July 11th. His body was full of cuts and bruises. Over 100 police guarded his body and intimidated his daughter, threatening her not to file a lawsuit. His wife is still in a detention center." A practitioner who works in the New York Department of Education participated in the candlelight vigil. She has been practicing Falun Gong since 2002. She said Falun Gong practitioners in China are still suffering from persecution. "We call attention to the persecution, as many people still do not know about it." Tourists from around the world come to Washington, D.C. to see the Lincoln Memorial. Many visitors took photos of the candlelight vigil. The deaths of 4,114 Falun Gong practitioners as a direct result of the persecution have been documented since July 20, 1999. However, due to the CCP's information blockade, the actual number of deaths is likely to be much higher.
Poland, Falun Gong practitioners protest during Chinese officials' visit. Zhang Dejiang, currently serving as chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, was formerly the party secretary of Xinjiang Province, Guangdong Province, and Chongqing. He played a significant role in leading the Communist Party's suppression of Falun Gong in these areas. His visit to Poland on July 12th through 16th, 2017, met with strong protest from Falun Gong practitioners in the country. He could see practitioners holding banners wherever he went. The banners read, "Falun Dafa is good. Bring Jiang Zemin to justice. Stop the persecution of Falun Gong. And stop forced organ harvesting in China." The morning of the second day of Zhang's visit was rainy and windy. Falun Gong practitioners held a banner reading, "Falun Dafa is good. Bring Jiang Zemin to justice," outside the Warsaw Parliament building. The Chinese embassy organized a group of students to surround the Falun Gong practitioners. One student told a practitioner that they got paid and asked if the practitioners also got paid. The practitioner told him, "We stand here out of our conscience and belief, not for money." weather can't stop us from expressing our appeal for justice. Falun Gong practitioners have never received money from anyone. That is a CCP lie. Please don't believe it. That afternoon, Falun Gong practitioners held banners opposite the main entrance of the Regent Hotel, where Polish officials and Zhang's group would meet. Some Chinese officials took photos of the banners. Practitioners once again held banners facing the presidential palace on Sunday, July 16th, the last day of Zhang's visit. Once again, about 33 Chinese people tried to block the Falun Gong banners with their flags. Practitioners continuously broadcast truth clarification programs published by Minghui Radio, including the truth about the staged self-immolation on Tiananmen Square and other topics related to the persecution. During more than an hour of broadcasting, many people quietly listened. Some recorded the broadcast with their cell phones, and some turned around to smile at the practitioners. Some who were there to interfere with the broadcasting stopped due to few people joining their effort. They also listened to the Minghui broadcast.
Europe. Activities across the continent raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong as it enters its 19th year. Falun Gong practitioners across Europe conducted activities to raise awareness about the persecution of Falun Gong in China as it moves into its 19th year. The persecution has led to the deaths of many Falun Gong practitioners. Countless more have been tortured for their beliefs. The party even condoned state-sanctioned live organ harvesting for profit. The exact number of practitioners who have died in the persecution may never be known. Sweden. On July 20th, Falun Gong practitioners conducted a series of events in front of the Chinese Embassy, City Hall, Royal Garden, and Coin Square to introduce the practice and raise awareness about the persecution. Belgium. Falun Gong practitioners gathered in front of the Chinese Embassy in Brussels on July 19th to condemn the 18 years of persecution in China. They called for ending the persecution and bringing Jiang Zemin to justice. Jiang initiated the persecution and maintained it by abusing his power. Finland. A peaceful protest was held in front of the Chinese embassy in Helsinki on the morning of July 20th. Slovakia. Falun Gong practitioners in Slovakia explained what Falun Gong is and why the CCP persecutes it by talking to people in front of the National Theater in the downtown area of the old city of Bratislava on the morning of July 19th. They collected signatures on a petition opposing the organ harvesting atrocities in China.
Falun Gong practitioners in Romania protest communist leaders' visit. Falun Gong practitioners in Romania staged a peaceful gathering in front of the parliament building to protest high-ranking Chinese official Liu Yunshan's visit on July 13th through 15th. As a member of the Politburo Standing Committee of the Chinese Communist Party and former director of the party's propaganda department, Liu has been deeply involved in the persecution of Falun Gong in China. He has directed the state-run media to slander and incite hatred towards Falun Gong. In his role within the notorious 610 office, Liu was in charge of developing propaganda against Falun Gong. Romanian Falun Gong practitioners held banners emblazoned with Falun Dafa is good and Bring Liu Yunshan to justice as Liu's motorcade entered and left the parliament building. Practitioners also sent an open letter to the Romanian prime minister in which they reviewed the facts of the persecution and the role that Liu has played in driving the suppression. In the letter, they reminded the Prime Minister to pay attention to these issues in his meetings with Liu. Several Romanian media published the open letter.
Stop abusing the law to persecute good people. An open letter from Ms. Wang Meirong's husband to Chinese prosecutors. Ms. Wang Meirong, a resident of Malan Township, Pingdu City, Shandong Province, was arrested on June 8, 2017, for talking to people about her practice of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Ms. Wang was beaten during interrogation. As no law in China criminalizes the practice of Falun Gong, the local authorities accused her of using a heretical organization to undermine the implementation of the law, a charge frequently used by the Chinese government to arrest and imprison Falun Gong practitioners. Her family retained a lawyer for her defense. The lawyer was denied access to the police officers who were in charge of the case. While Ms. Wang's daughter, who lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, calls for her mother's release from outside of China, Ms. Wang's husband, Mr. Jiang Guiyun, wrote an open letter to local authorities demanding his wife's freedom. The following is an excerpt from the letter. "My wife, Wang Meirong, is a Falun Gong practitioner. After starting the practice, her severe psoriasis was cured without medication, and she became more kind, amicable, and considerate toward others. She always taught our daughter to be upright and to resist the temptations of personal gain. Once, when our daughter found a gold earring on her way home from elementary school, my wife told her to return it to the owner, who was impressed by her integrity. Another time, our daughter stumbled upon a purse when she was in middle school. The purse contained several hundred yuan, a few bank cards, and an ID card. My wife asked her to return it to the owner, who was very grateful as it would take a lot of time and effort to cancel and reobtain all the lost cards. My wife one day encountered a blind older man begging in the street, who was only able to get two apples for a whole day. Seeing his misery, my wife bought a quantity of steamed buns in the evening and handed them to him. Then she picked out a heavy coat from my wardrobe and gave it to the beggar. I told her, 'You have a big heart. You will be rewarded for your good deeds.' Isn't it extraordinary compassion that is illustrated in my wife's actions? Who wouldn't agree that she is a good person? Each and every story I have mentioned shows that Falun Gong teaches its practitioners to be kind and generous. Without Falun Gong, my wife could not have such good health or such a good heart. She brings positive energy to society. It would be a better world if more people were like my wife. The authorities must not abuse the law in their bid to persecute good people. Good should be rewarded with good, not persecution. I hereby request that you release my wife unconditionally."
Sweden's National Public Radio reports on the persecution of Falun Gong in China. During the recent Almedalen Week, considered the most important forum in Swedish politics, practitioners introduced to the public the persecution of Falun Gong in China at a rally on Visby Central Square on July 5, 2017. An interview by Sweden's National Public Radio followed on July 6. Held in week 27 of each year in the city of Visby, Almedalen Week includes speeches, seminars, and other political activities. MP Hans Rothenberg and practitioner Tobias talked about Falun Gong and the suppression in China during a rally at Visby Central Square on July 5th. Many people asked questions and were interested in learning more. Sweden's national public radio station, Sveriges Radio, interviewed Tobias on the following day. Tobias said he started practicing Falun Gong about 18 years ago and found the meditation system very good due to its physical and spiritual benefits. The popularity of the practice in China, however, was viewed as a threat by the Communist Party, which banned the practice in 1999. Tobias said, "Since then, massive defamatory propaganda was launched in China to attack Falun Gong, and many practitioners were arrested for their belief." Among the various atrocities practitioners in China are subjected to, one of the worst is forced organ harvesting. Tobias continued by saying, "One report in 2006 confirmed the organ harvesting from living practitioners was supported by the Chinese government, and it took place with collaboration between prisons and military hospitals." The program host on Sveriges Radio said he had read about the organ harvesting on CNN and in a major Swedish newspaper. He asked if there had been more news coverage. Tobias said that multiple investigations and reports have provided in-depth coverage of the brutality. For example, Bloody Harvest, Organ Harvesting of Falun Gong Practitioners in China, by David Mattis and David Kilgore, was published in 2009, and additional reports indicated that at least 600 hospitals were involved in the forced organ harvesting. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.